You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can also check us out on the TV side on the Monumental Sports Network. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 13th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello. Happy Wednesday.
And Jason Bishop.
Boys, what's
it up? Is a happy Wednesday. My Tuesday, not so happy.
Mm.
Wednesday, going to be a happy Wednesday.
Wednesday's
going to
be better than Tuesday.
Because you're not driving 2 hours. Was it 2 hours?
It's about 2 hours to get to Mineral, Virginia. About Mineral. 3 hours back because of traffic.
Yep.
But that's not why it wasn't a happy Wednesday. Mm. Because the people who I dealt with there, McKinley Stewart, my claims adjuster, was very helpful. John Apperson, who's the fire chief, very helpful on the phone. Got the fire report. When I went home, nobody was there, and I kind of pounced on that opportunity because I didn't have to slide into dad mode, and I decided to go for a run.
Oh, you didn't whistle?
I maybe did that pre-run, EB.
Pre-run? Who does that pre-run? That
so
would, that it's time to go for take a nap.
For any run.
Yeah.
So I went for a run, and I'm listening to my tunes on the AirPods.
Yep.
And I finished the run, which was my best run I've had in a while because I took 6 weeks off. So it was a 5 miler. Now, during the run, at about the 4 mile mark, the tunes went out.
Mm, okay.
I just assumed it was that my AirPods ran out of juice.
Yep.
But as I finish my run a mile later in front of the house, I realize no cell phone.
Mm. Oh.
And then I put two and two together that, oh, the music stopped because the AirPods were out of range and the phone must have fallen out.
Mm.
That was approximately, when's sundown now, around 7? 6:45, 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Yep.
So then what would you do?
I mean, you got to retrace your steps, try to find your phone.
Retrace your steps.
Right? You go back
I was retracing my steps
by the way,
for
you're,
2 hours.
Hold on, before you do that. You have your phone like in your just in your pocket banging against your leg as you're running?
Not usually. Usually I'll hold it or I have a strap. Okay. I even have some
liner shorts. All right, so why did it go missing?
Careless mistake.
Just fell out.
Yeah, it fell out of the pocket. And it's
so
never happened to me
in
the history
it in
of running.
Your pocket while you're running.
I don't,
occasionally.
I don't understand that.
It, well, in the history of my running, it's never happened before where it
but
fell
wasn't,
out.
But it wasn't annoying you that the phone is just doing this to your leg and you're running.
Maybe I'm not running that fast.
That's what it would be doing.
Maybe I'm not running that fast or these particular shorts, it wasn't really happening.
Got it.
Because usually if that happens, I'll run holding it.
Sure.
If I don't have the arm strap or, like I said, I've got some shorts that have the liner where you can just put the phone right in there. So I retraced my steps for a couple hours.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Nightmare.
And then
they stunk.
I just determined, I guessed, that it was in the median because I run on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of these animals who choose not to run on the sidewalk.
The asphalt is softer than concrete. That's what the running nerds would tell you.
I see people that are running on the street all the time, and there's a sidewalk right next to them. So I run on the sidewalk. But there was one particular section where I really had no choice, where I run and I have to cross Great Seneca Highway.
Oh, that's a big ass road too.
And so
that road's no joke.
I don't like to pause and wait, especially if I'm on like the fourth mile or fifth mile, because then it's going to be harder for me to start back up, to be quite honest. So I just kind of look for a spot, keep running, look for a spot like Frogger.
Oh, you're playing Frogger?
And then find a spot to run across.
You ever driven on Great Seneca Highway?
Do you know how busy it is? It's been a long time.
It's like he's trying to cross a road that's one step down from the Beltway.
Is that right in the middle of Gaithersburg?
Sure. It's one of the little highways. Yeah, it's a two-laner.
She said it's a little highway.
Well, okay. It's not four lanes. It's two lanes on each side.
Minimum, it's Rockville Pike.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
So anyway, but they're lights. I know. So I found a spot when all the cars had stopped.
That's dicey.
And I ran behind, but the median was like a ditch.
Yeah.
And so I dipped down, and I just assumed it was there, but I looked for a couple hours. And
a couple hours. He's just glossing over.
Well, what would you do?
I mean, you have to find your phone, but.
Right.
Man, that's...
Well,
so I didn't find it. And then...
You never found it?
No, wow. My wife, when I got home, started grilling me. And she says, why didn't you use the My Location feature on the iPhone?
Idiot!
And she went to the iCloud.
Moron!
And found exactly where it was.
Right.
Exactly to the exact spot.
Of course she did.
And she drove me over to the median. She says it's right by this street light. It's on that side of the median. And boom, it was there.
Was it in the grass?
The grass.
Yeah.
You didn't know about Find My iPhone or any of that?
Or Life
360? I think it was. I did know that there was that service, but I was impatient that I knew. Right when I got home and I realized I didn't have my phone, I just wanted to retrace my steps. And so, I mean,
You were panicking. So
I was, exactly.
You were
panicked. Yeah. Panicked. So not a happy
Tuesday. That's what I was going to tell you. Is the Life 360 app, see, I know exactly where my wife's phone is right there. Right? To the address.
Yeah. But the other thing is I've never registered mine because then my wife lectured me. It's like, could you at least have some sympathy? I was out in the cold. It was cold for a couple of hours looking for this thing. I actually dodged one snake. Yeah. And I hate snakes.
JP.
Freak me out.
Nobody likes snakes.
Saw this little garter snake, I imagine. I mean, I just stepped over it, but
JP.
Still. And all she did was lecture me about that same feature and saying that I haven't registered her phone on mine.
Ah,
let's register
donkey.
All the kids on the location.
That's why
service.
You do it.
And she started calling me old and I don't know how to use my iPhone.
She's right. She's right. I mean, you're just,
funny.
You know, dinosaurs retrace their steps.
Yeah.
People nowadays, they go on their tablets or someone else's phone and they use the Find My iPhone feature and they find it within 2 seconds.
Don't you have to activate it though? Or no? Is it always? Work.
That's part of the lecture, EB. See, I didn't activate it. She goes, when's the last time you updated your phone? I was like, I don't know. It just does it automatic. She was like, you're so old. You have to update your phone.
How much older are you than her?
9 years.
Yeah, you are older than her.
You are.
I mean, you're half a generation older.
It's definitely significant. Yeah.
I know exactly where my daughters are and how long they've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a feature that every iPhone comes with the Find My feature.
Yeah.
I don't know about iPhones, but I assume it's all built in, But
I don't think my Samsung beater has that.
Definitely does. I use it all the time.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah,
now this is me being old.
You have to log into your Samsung account.
Oh, I don't have. I've never logged into that ever.
So that's the thing.
Hold on. What is it for? I'm not a Samsung guy, but I'm curious.
Well, if you go to your Samsung account, .com, whatever it is, you create a username and then you put in your phone number. It all works out, and then it has a Find My Phone feature from a web browser.
You have to have your location always on, though, right?
No, sure, it also has even if your phone is silent, it will just start making your phone extremely loud.
I'm gonna
understood,
jinx myself
but you have to
here.
Have your location on at all times.
Not for that one. Not
I don't
for the
need
sound.
That
for this, you do
because I'm not dropping my phone out of my pants like that, donk.
Well, you don't have to.
This phone is going to be welded to my body for the most part.
I had the same thing happen to me a couple days ago, but it didn't fall out. I just I had my phone down by my golf bag. I picked it up. I had my headphones in, and then by the time I got to the first tee, I lost connection. I realized why I left it at the tee. At the practice tee.
Yeah,
I just walked over, picked it up.
Bobby's doing a lot of joining. Didn't he lose his car keys?
But they didn't have an AirTag on them. They have an AirTag on them now. I know exactly where my keys are.
Feature.
Hey, that's how I was able to track who's broke into my car and took my AirPods.
That's my
Find My feature.
That's true. A good point.
I was tracking them all over through Prince George's County.
I'll use my feature in the future. The other thing that I thought about as I was out there on a median looking for
just cars zooming by
a long time. Well, then not only did I not think it was once I thought I'd scanned the median enough, which turned out to be in a different section of the median because I didn't remember where I crossed the street, really by about 50 yards. Yeah. So I missed by about 50 yards where I was looking.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
I retraced my steps another like mile and a half. I actually looked at my Garmin. I don't have a silly iPhone that tracks your steps, so I have an old school Garmin.
You are old. You're the last guy with a Garmin anything.
And when I finished my run, it said that I had just about 10,000 steps.
Yeah. Are you running through the roaring 20s out there?
Hey, where do you keep your Walkman when you run?
When I finished
the yellow one, Sport Walkman?
It said 10,000 steps when I finished my run, which was a 5-mile run.
Yeah.
When I finished looking for the phone before my wife saved me, I had 22,000 steps. So Lord. I did more than 5 miles looking for that phone.
What a terrible day.
And in fact, lucky that it was closed.
Rick Snyder tour.
I ran to a Verizon store at like 8:30 thinking, I'm just going to have to buy a new phone. And it was closed.
I don't think Rick Snyder would actually lose his phone. Rick.
Man, that is quite a day.
Well, I have the OtterBox Black.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're not going to find that.
And it was this side up.
You can be 20 feet away from it, and you're not going to find it. Like
in the dark.
Yeah, in the dark.
With
in the
snakes.
Grass.
Yeah. Horrible Yeah, that day. Sounds horrible.
But I'm a doc, because apparently all you need is the Find My iPhone deal.
Yeah.
You just go into the iCloud, and...
You're preaching to the choir, everybody knows.
I don't get, though... I really don't necessarily get the cloud, but
what do you mean you don't get the cloud? You don't understand it?
I don't ever do the updates, like send my stuff to the cloud. Mm-hmm. So if it's not automatic, it's not going there.
That's how you back up your phone nowadays. Yeah. JP's going to tell us about cameras on the back of your cars now for parking. Next segment.
Quite the innovation.
Dude, I've gotten used to using my automatic parking thing just for fun.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's actually a lot easier because you don't have to turn your head.
I still don't trust it. I have to turn my head.
I just hit it, and then you can control the brake if it's going too fast, but as soon as you hit the steering wheel, it stops.
Stop, yeah.
I just go reverse, and I just sit there.
I still wouldn't trust it.
It's actually kind of fun.
I would love Allen Iverson. AI. Wait,
hold on. Who's actually still turning their head to park? Don't you just look at your camera? I never turn my head to park. I totally
turn it a
trust
bit.
Technology.
No,
in the
I
camera.
Always look. I look. I mean, I look at the camera, but I look at the both.
I look at the camera. Felt
the people without cameras in their cars.
Everybody's got a camera.
You think I have a camera in my car?
Okay, your car's a little bit older. But if you're buying a new car in 2024,
they all do.
Chances are it has a camera.
Right, but not everybody
Even
has a 2024.
Even the Hoopties have a camera.
That's his point.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, I'm just saying I've gotten used to it. I'm just getting used to it. And I don't think I'd be comfortable driving with it. You know, with cars coming the other way, I just don't think I could relax. But backing out of a parking spot, like in a parking lot, it's kind of nice.
I definitely took – yesterday, I almost got an accident on the way
to work.
But you
know why, by the way, you know why you have to turn your head? It's because you have to look for cars coming, right? So you don't turn your head when you're backing out, like in a parking lot. You don't turn your head to see cars.
I never back out anymore. Your boy always backs in. Pull straight out.
Okay.
I'll never pull my car in like
Bickle,
that
we're
ever
all
again.
Different. We're just all different.
Just do it.
I quit.
Cakes
I
used to park.
I give up.
When we used
well,
to go,
I don't do what you do.
And
yeah.
When we used to go to Honey Baked Ham and some of those places in Fairfax for lunch after where Cakes would park a mile away so no cars would be around.
Right. I couldn't have anybody scratching my silly green Saturn. Couldn't have that happen. But anyway, almost got in a pile up yesterday. I said, you know what? B-Dubs Parkway. You're dead to me. You're finished.
Mm-hmm.
Drove through the city. I hate that drive too because it's a billion lights.
Right.
How long? It take about an extra 5 minutes.
Extra 5 to 7 minutes.
But you know, here's the beauty of it.
It was a much more scenic drive. I got to drive by the monuments. Usually driving by the BW Parkway, all I drive by is trash and RFK Stadium.
But here's the thing: you'll never hit traffic. In other words, there's never going to be like you're stuck.
Understood.
Uh-huh. It eliminates that.
But it tilts
more chances for tickets.
No, but I'm pretty good. I know where the cameras are. They've got the photo and four signs everywhere. Yeah. But it does tilt me when there's nobody on UConn Avenue, yet there's a light that I have to sit for 45 seconds. Yeah. It's just a red light.
But what?
Just sitting there. Just like,
so that's
what
the,
was
that's
your near accident?
Is that going to be your route from now on?
That's going to be the new go-to.
That's the way I go into work.
What was your near accident? Because you're bragging about your cat-like reflex.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. There's a split on the BW Parkway where it splits off to New York Avenue, BW Parkway, and 695 to the left.
Right.
I usually go to the left, to the weirdest, little, most congested off-ramp, I think, in the entire area. You know what I'm talking about. So the left lane, I see 1,000 brake lights stacking up and people stopping short. And I'm like, oh, there's about to be an accident or an accident in progress. People are darting into my lane. So now I have to dart into the lane to the right to go to New York Avenue. Luckily, nobody was over it in the right-hand lane. I moved over because I have cat-like reflexes, didn't get into an accident. And then I said, I'm not taking this torturous route to work any longer. I'm just not going to do it. So now I'm a drive-through the city guy.
Right.
Until one day I'll just forget and I'll be on the ICC and I'll be like, oh, now I'm back to going the BW Parkway route.
I know there are those signs everywhere.
Yeah.
But I want to say the speed limit in a lot of the sections of Connecticut Avenue, if you're going on Connecticut Avenue.
25 to 30.
25 to 30. So you got to watch it, man. Sometimes it's hard not to be 10 over.
I know. It's actually 12 over, I think, in most jurisdictions. You can get to 12 or 11 or 12, then you're dancing with the devil.
Mr. Bickle, I got to drive through the city today because I'm going to the ACC tournament, right?
Okay.
But I don't want to pay for parking, so I'm grasping.
What's your life hack?
Who am I grasping?
Jim Van Stone.
Jim Van Stone.
Yeah.
Sent him a text yesterday. Just said, "Hey, I already got tickets, but I'm looking for parking underneath Cap One. Yes. Can you hook me?"
Okay. Did he respond?
He said, "Which session are you going to?" And I told him. So I haven't heard back, but I'm hoping before tip off,
you're
going to
have a notification on your phone at around noon that says you're hooked.
Yeah. Because I don't want to pay $35 to go park.
Well, nobody
is it
does.
$35.
I mean, it depends where you park.
Oh, around Cap One? Probably.
The garage right next to the
probably
arena.
Probably $30 to $50.
I usually park just like a block away.
I would assume they jack them for the ACC tournament.
I mean, I'm sure they are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I'm hoping that JVS
parking. It gets you with event parking.
Yeah,
Rick.
Exactly.
Hey, premium.
Yep, that's me, Mr. Bickle.
All right, a lot to get into.
Oh, by the way,
on the show
you're giving shout outs. We've got to give a shout out to Scott Bavaro from TaylorMade.
Yeah.
He sent us hats and balls. So you're going to get some free TaylorMade balls.
Very nice.
Hack it around. But thank you, Scotty B. Appreciate it.
I thought he was going to put in some gear. I mean, I'm not trying to be ungrateful.
You just
but
put hats
sounded
on.
Like a little bit of an ingrate.
I'm not being ungrateful, but I saw him. He was actually out at the club last week, and he saw me wearing a Callaway shirt, and he goes, ugh. And he put his hand over it, and I go, well, help me out. And he said, a care package will be coming your way.
Nice.
And so
it came to my house.
Package,
so you laid the groundwork.
I don't see any gear unless Jason has it all.
No. That's all he said was hats and balls.
This is your follow-up.
I promise right you I didn't steal your gear.
I guess I still have to wear the Callaway stuff.
Yes, and Strixon. You're a big Strixon guy.
He did give me a couple hats.
Need some wedges.
You need some wedges? TaylorMade wedges?
No, it's you.
Oh. And I could use some new ones. Yeah, sure.
All right, a lot to get into on the show today. Day two of the NFL tampering period was just as active for the Commanders as day one. We'll go through all of the signings, the new additions to the Washington Commanders. Also, our pal Chris Doering, former Gator NFL wide receiver, is going to join us coming up at 7:20.
He's a big Jalen Daniels guy.
Yeah, Mr. we'll Bickle. Get his take on Jalen Daniels. Ben Standig, who covers the Commanders Athletic, will join us at 8. And we'll talk Caps playoff push with their head coach, Spencer Carberry, at 9. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.